Ah, yes. Van Hoff. Cutting off his ear. One of the most romantic notions in the history of art.
This is David Carson, an art lecturer here at Leeds.
First off, what people think happened is incorrect. We don't know the full story. Of course, you could only know if you were there. People think that Van Hoff cutting off his ear is the ultimate symbol of the tortured artist, someone who self-mutilates because his art brought him to that point. Van Hoff was a smart man and wanted to create an oasis of artistic expression in the south of France back in 1888. He invited some other artists, one of whom was Paul Gauguin. They became good friends, but when Gauguin decided to move back to Paris, Van Hoff became disappointed that his venture was failing and, in the process of drinking himself into a stupor that night, cut his ear off. And thus, the legend was born. I'm sure you know this by now, but there are two sides to every story, or more than two sides. What people now believe is that Gauguin actually chopped off Van Hoff's ear, not intentionally. Gauguin was an avid swordsman. The belief now is that the two were fencing and that Gauguin accidentally cut off Van Hoff's ear. So, there are two sides. In one, the tortured artist destroys himself because he was distraught and upset. The other is a simple accident. I ask you, which story sounds better? Which appeals to your soul the most?
I was kinda hoping that David Carson would convince me that Anna could have killed herself, that she hanged herself in an attempt to silence the voices. I needed to talk to Laura again, to see if she's still convinced that it's not a suicide. But I wasn't sure if she'd want to speak to me again. So I kept my recorder in my pocket.